Approval of the meeting minutes. We're actually doing a trifecta here for October 20th, November 30th, and December 15th of 2016. Looking for a motion.
I'll move we adopt all three.
I get a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Roll call.
Roll call. Ms. Patty. All right, I'll do. Can I do a roll call?
I can do it. I think I can do it.
All right, this is your big test of the day.
Yes, indeed. Ms. Minton.
Aye.
Mr. Hales. Mr. Noren.
Aye.
Mr. Corbett.
Aye.
Ms. Gant.
Aye.
Mr. Giusti.
Aye. Almost stumbled.
You did good, Matt.
Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Last order of business here, just on the housekeeping, is a presentation of the Executive Officer's 2016 Water Quality Stewardship Award, and it's Mr. St. John.
Thank you. Really quickly, before I move into the Water Quality Stewardship Award, I wanted to recognize two new staff, or one is not new but received a promotion. That is Mr. Kason Grady is the new Senior Water Resource Control Engineer for our cannabis regulatory unit, and we're very pleased to have Kason leading this new unit. And you will hear from him at the next board meeting. Also, Mr. Eli Scott is just joined us this week. He will be the watershed steward working in the Scott and Shasta River watersheds. Mr. Scott's family does have some relation to the Scott Valley. And so I look forward to learning that story, and we will benefit from his family history in the watershed.
So could he identify himself? We don't know who they are. Ah. Welcome aboard.
You'll have to leaf in your family history into your first presentation to the board, so.
Presenting the annual Executive Officer's Water Quality Stewardship Award is something that I really enjoy doing. It's an opportunity to recognize members of the North Coast region, folks and organizations that are doing exceptional work in the effort of keeping our waterways clean. And it's become increasingly hard to pick just one individual or organization to nominate in any given year. So this year it's going to four separate individuals and organizations. The first is to the Maillard family, who have ownership in the Navarro and Gualala River watersheds. They've owned property there since 1925. As early as the 1940s, they put a conservation easement to protect an old-growth redwood stand that's been on their property for many, many, many years. They are now in the process of initiating a second conservation easement with the Save the Redwood League, and it's their land conservation and stewardship ethic that stands out in the North Coast region. They were an early adopter and implementer of the Garcia River TMDL, and this award is just a token recognition of your stellar stewardship and land conservation, and thank you very much, and I'll present it to Mr. Larry Maillard.
Well, it's quite an honor to be here representing the family and the ranch. It's fun seeing a few familiar faces. It's interesting to me walking into this building to receive this award, because I usually come in a very argumentative I'm getting all the credit, but the old adage behind every good man is a great woman. Well, I just found that out because I just got married, and my daughter showed up this morning because of this award unannounced, which is great. But
I get the accolades, but Carlos Espinosa, who's been with the ranch for 41 years.
Wow.
I do the directing. He does the work. And Todd McMahon, who's been our forestry. That's my team. Behind a good, successful ranch is a good team. And thank you all.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
I'd also like to thank Jonathan Warmerdam
and
Jim Burke for making it such an easy working transition. They made my job easy also.
Great.
And the next three awards go to three different organizations that have been working on trash cleanups in the Russian River watershed. And this year, as we hopefully will be bringing the Russian River pathogen TMDL to the board for consideration, it seemed appropriate to recognize the outstanding voluntary effort that goes on every year to keep trash as well as human waste out of the Russian River and along the riparian corridor of the river. So it goes to three different entities. The Russian River Watershed Cleanup Committee was formed in 1987 and since then has been organizing annual cleanups of the Russian River and have removed literally tons and tons of trash over the decades, and we recognize them for their efforts. In 2016, the Russian Riverkeeper took over the organization of the efforts of the Russian River Cleanup Committee, and so the Russian Riverkeeper is the second organization also receiving recognition today. And the third goes to the Clean River Alliance, which is an organization just formed a couple of years ago. And I met one of their members earlier, well, in the fall of 2016 at the Homeless Summit that the city of Santa Rosa hosted. And one thing that stood out to me was that they have partnered with the homeless community in the lower Russian River to clean up trash and debris from homeless encampments. So it's that spirit of community engagement and empowerment to care for the river, which is everybody's home watershed, that deserves this recognition. So the Russian River Watershed Committee, I believe Deb Fudge is going to be the recipient. So of this award.
Sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Hi, and Eric Poulsen, very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Can we say a couple of words?
You're very welcome to, yeah.
Hey, Deb, can I get you to come up and just
take
a seat for a minute, please? Make yourself comfortable.
I'm not used to being on this side of the dais. It's a little nervous. There are people who aren't here today that we'd like to recognize, and the founder of the Russian River Cleanup in 1987 was Tom Meldow, and then later on his wife Shane, and Bob Clemens, who is traveling, can't be here today, and he was the chair for about 23 of those 25 years. And Eric Poulsen is here, and we'll speak for a minute. And then we adopted people from your own water board. So we adopted Bob Leggy, who was an intern, and he's here today. And he's now with the Russian Riverkeeper. So we all started working together. And then we sort of stole Casey Grady, one of your staff, and he became our chair after Bob stepped down. And Casey was really instrumental in us transitioning to the regional, to the Russian Riverkeeper, as we were getting long in the tooth and we were working, you know, once a year to do a big cleanup, and we realized that it needed to be going on all year long. So Kaysen really did a good job in doing the transfer to the Russian Riverkeeper. And just as a, we had some major sponsors all 25 years. We had PG&E and the Sonoma County Water Agency were major sponsors. And we also wanted to thank you, is Roy O'Connor from your one of your staff was one of the people who organized one of the routes each year. So he always took Route 3 and the canoe route and always had 20 water board employees with him year after year after year. And he became, he sort of owned that canoe route. And so we wanted to thank Roy O'Connor and your staff that have been really instrumental. And just a back of the napkin on what we picked up all these years, roughly 3,500 tires and 350 tons of trash. And most of that was done in canoes and on beaches. And that doesn't include big items like chandeliers, bathtub, casket, snow skis, bicycles, motorcycles, teardrop trailer, and a pink refrigerator. And so I think Eric might want to say a word or two. Thank you. This award means a great deal to us. We worked under the radar for years. We did it because we wanted to, and it really means a great deal to see this today.
Okay, well, now I get the good mic. Thank you. So it really was wonderful working with Bob Clemens, Tom and Shane, Carl England, Deb Fudge, John and Carol Hirsch, and Nancy and Chuck Krause. And those were the close team that did it for all those years. And more recently, of course, Bob Legge and Chris Brocade have come in. And we can't state enough how important it was Kate Kaysen coming and stepping up and taking over from Bob Clemens when he rightfully wanted to retire after only 25 years. But I'd also like to pay a little tribute to the 250 to 300 people we had every year coming out to pick up all this trash. And, you know, that's thousands and thousands of people over the years, as well as our generous sponsors that helped fund it. So really, it was a wonderful thing. I think the thing that sticks most in my mind over the 20 years is how absolutely trashed the river was 20 years ago. And not only our efforts, but the overall level of consciousness of everyone in the watershed raising. And now we have a river that's hugely cleaner and much more pristine. And now we only get a couple of refrigerators every year instead of a whole 30-yard dumpster of white metal. And, you know, it's just really not only our efforts, but other people's efforts, but just the general public is paying a lot more attention to keeping it a healthy river. So we're very thankful for that.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations to both you and the recipients of the Stewardship Award, Larry Myard and your crew, and the recognition. It truly is a wonderful thing to have people in this community working arm in arm on important issues. And these are small recognitions, but they are very big efforts. And on behalf of the board, thank you very much. Sorry, I cut you off.
That's no problem. Why don't we also give the award to Mr. Bob Legge for the Russian River Keeper and Chris Brocade from the Clean Water Alliance.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for the efforts of the Russian River Watershed Cleanup and all they've done for the last 29 years. Riverkeeper was, I can't tell you, we were extremely ecstatic on working with the cleanup throughout the years, and we saw an opportunity to build a stewardship base that could stretch throughout the watershed from Jenner literally to headwaters of the Russian River, and that was our goal, was to get the entire Russian River watershed involved in. And this is sort of analogous to an X on a treasure map for us, because, and the treasure being the Russian River certainly, but we couldn't do it without groups like Chris and the previous committee that has just developed a band of volunteers, as well as Chris and the work that he's done down on the lower river. So it's been a pleasure to work together with such great people that give of their time freely, totally on a volunteer basis. And we just can't thank you enough for honoring us with this. We really appreciate it. And going forward, we're looking toward expanding this. Of course, this is going to be our 30th anniversary this year, so I expect everyone in this room to come out and help us pick up trash on September 16th, 2017. So put that on your calendar. It would be great to see you, and we just can't thank you enough, really. It's an honor to be here. And I'm going to hand it over to Chris, who does more every day on the watershed picking up trash than we could possibly do in a year.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh boy. Well, I'm just honored and proud to be here to accept this award on behalf of Clean River Alliance. And our mission is to remove trash from the Russian River watershed and to educate our citizens about the problems of trash on our watershed by creating more cleanup events. And one of the ways we've been able to do that is part of our mission statement is educating our citizens. So part of the way we've been able to do that is creating a program on Thursdays where we engage the homeless at our local vets hall and provide them with trash bags and provide them with a time and a place for us to come pick up that trash. And last year, they staged over 45,000 pounds of trash for us on our project on Thursdays. And I really would like to recognize some of our core volunteers with that project, Peter Morton, Betsy Van Dyke, and Eamon McGraw back there with Clean River Alliance. We're a 100% volunteer-based group. And would not be able to even have been able to do any of this without the support of Don McInhill and Russian River Keeper. They are our fiscal sponsor and have supported our efforts in everything that we've been able to do since our starting this project in late 2014. So thank you very much. I'm just very proud to represent Clean River Alliance and have this opportunity to do this. This is a wonderful, great partnership we have with Riverkeeper, the Watershed Cleanup Group. And if you can't wait till September to come out and clean up, we are having a cleanup this weekend down at Goat Rock Beach. And looks like the weather's going to hold out for us, and we'll be meeting down at Goat Rock at 10 o'clock to 2 p.m., and we're just proud to be able to partner up with such groups like Surf Rider, Stewards of the Coast, the BRAD Foundation, and Russian Riverkeeper to make all this happen. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Board.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Mr. Giusti.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to acknowledge something that Matt said, and I appreciate what you said, that it's harder to choose who to give it out. That's not a bad place to be in if so many people are doing so much great work. And I think Larry said it, and what I liked about the presentation today, Larry said it perfect. You know, I mean, his success is based on his family and his staff working together for years and years. I mean, he's an overnight success. He's only been doing it for about 40 years. But then bringing in community actions as well, where once again, we heard how people working together to address, you know, some of these challenges. So I wouldn't feel bad about spreading it out. If we have 10 people or 10 organizations that should be recognized, it never hurts to give people a pat on the back. So thank you. I think it was a great mix of folks. I think everybody is more than deserving, probably overdue, for this recognition. But, you know, it's a testament to how serious people take what they do and their time commitment, volunteering their efforts. It's really sitting up here, it's very heartfelt, and I personally appreciate it. So thank you for bringing these worthy causes before us today.
We got some good mojo today. All right, let's move on to uncontested item. We have a rather big uncontested list here of agenda items. There are